Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Likas na mahilig ang mga Pilipinong mag-swimming. Katunayan, sinasanay na ng mga magulang ang kanilang mga anak na matutong lumangoy sa murang edad. Ngunit simula ng pandemya at matapos ang sunod-sunod na lockdown, sangkatlo ng mga Australianong pamilya ang sapilitang natigil mag-aral ng paglalangoy, kung kaya't 54% ng mga kabataan ang walang skill sa paglalangoy. Simula ika-15 hanggang ika-19 ng Nobyembre ay Swim Safer Week dito sa Australia. Kaya naman sa Health Pinoy, ating alamin kung paano maging ligtas ngayong mas mapanganib ang tag-init. Healthy Pinoy.
Joining us today on Healthy Pinoy here on SBS Filipino, we have the CEO of Swim Australia, Brendan Ward. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning.
Okay, Brendan, this week is Swim Safer Week, and what a good time to remind everyone about swimming safely.
Oh, it sure is, yes. And coming into summer, we're expecting a lot of people are going to want to get out and about and have a great time in the water, and we want to try and make sure that they can do that as safely as possible.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, summer is fast approaching. And, you know, just a little background, us Filipinos, like many other Australians and other nationalities, we love to swim and we love the beach. Of course, as a friendly reminder, before we hit the beach, we should make sure that safety is prioritized. So firstly, could you tell us about the Swim Safer Report, Brent?
Yeah, sure. Look, you know, we've already talked about heading into summer, and it's something that we're actually quite concerned about, because we've done a study that shows that 54% of children are currently not getting swimming lessons. Mm. And, you know, obviously COVID's had a big impact on that. And, you know, throughout New South Wales and Victoria in particularly, we know that 27% of families have been prevented from attending swimming lessons. Mm. And a further 28% nationally have been unable to find availability in a class because of the shortage of swim teachers and businesses getting back up and running.
And why are these figures concerning?
We fear that many children may never be able to learn to swim if they haven't done it during this period. You know, we know that kids get an opportunity to like a certain window where they can get in and start learning to swim. And if that window is closed, then, you know, that could mean that those people miss out forever. And that might not necessarily be a problem this summer. It might be, but it certainly would be a potential problem maybe 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the track. And, you know, we saw that only 37% of parents plan to enroll their children in official lessons within the next 6 months. And that's concerning for us.
Mm-hmm. Can we do anything about it?
Look, I think we've got Swim Safer Week this week. It's a spotlight on learn to swim in water safety. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is make as many people aware of the fact that swimming lessons and swimming is an essential life skill. You know, it's something that we believe everyone should have. As you mentioned,
yeah.
Filipino and many other cultures love to swim, mm-hmm. love to be in the water, and we want people to be able to do it with a degree of confidence and competence. I guess we're raising the awareness of Learn to Swim and encouraging people to get into professional lessons. So one of the things we found in the last year or two is that affordability was a key consideration for a lot of families, and some families can't afford to take their kids to learn to swim. So we developed Swim It Forward, much like Pay It Forward, where you can buy a coffee for someone that can't afford it. Mm-hmm. We're saying the same thing. Obviously, the more money we can raise, the more people we can put into swimming lessons, and people can access that by the website swimsafer.org.au. And that's where people can go to either donate or to fill in an application form for some funding.
Okay, that's great. So you have all the details there. And that's how people can get involved with Swim Safer Week. You know, the parents have, you know, great responsibility in making sure that their children are safe this summer. So how can parents ensure the safety of their children? Could you share some, you know, practical tips for them?
Yeah, sure. Look, that swimsafer.org.au website has also got a whole bunch of tips for parents, things for them to think about, and you know, maybe things they can try at home, in the bath or at a swimming pool, and so on. So I encourage people to go on there. We've got a swim school finder, and we've also this year partnered with PJ Masks, the children's cartoon characters. And that's really exciting and enticing for kids to be part of. We've got a whole bunch of really great videos that that families can watch at home on that website as well.
Okay, lovely. And what's your message finally to those who are ready to hit the beach this summer?
Well, for parents, absolutely supervise. Make sure you're watching your kids at all time, at all times, and make sure that it's safe conditions. You know, swim between the flags. That's the key thing. Obviously, Surf Life Saving Australia and Surf Life Saving New South Wales are pushing that message heavily, and we absolutely agree with it.
There you have it. We have Brendan Ward, CEO of Swim Australia. Thank you, Brendan.
Samantala, ayon sa website ng swimsafer.org.au, ang pagkalunod ay maaring maiwasan kung mayroong emergency action plan. Sa bawat insidente ng pagkalunod, ang bawat segundo ay mahalaga at ang emergency action plan ay makakaiwas ng panic at makakasagip ng buhay. Payo nila sa mga magulang na kung nawawala ang bata, kaagarang i-check ang pool, dagat o iba pang mga water hazard. Ihanda palagi ang telepono sakaling kakailanganing humingi ng saklolo sa panahon ng emergency. Sakaling may emergency, kaagarang tumawag sa 000 o 112 sa mobile phone. Magtatanong ang operator ng ilang mahalagang katanungan, kabilang ang address kung saan kakailanganin ng ambulansya, ilang tao ang nasaktan, edad at kasarian ng pasyente, kung may malay ba ang pasyente o kung humihinga ang pasyente. Recommended din ng Swim Australia sa mga magulang na mag-enroll o muling pag-aralan ang CPR course upang maging handa sa mga emerhensiya. Laging tandaan, ang kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno. Healthy Pinoy.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.